This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new consultation. Please use a consultation template. Patient last name is O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N, as in Nancy. First name is Mark, imaginary A-R-K. Date of birth is May 12, 1961. Date of service is September 1, 2022. Referring provider is Sion K. Pijo, M.D. I will spell it for you. It's Southern Sally, E-O-N, space, Kim, K-I-M, space, T as in Tom, J-O-E, M-D. Next line, 4050 Dublin Boulevard, third floor. Next, Dublin, California, 94568. Reason for consultation. Joint pain, comma, his son was recently diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. Subjective, this is a 61-year-old Caucasian male with history of joint pain since in his 20s, who is here for evaluation of possible ankylosing spondylitis, period. His medical history is following, period. Next paragraph. He first notices joint pain in his early 20s, affecting his lower back and sciatic area, period. He has attributed the pain for playing vigorous sports, including football and basketball, period. The pain has gradually spread to other parts of the body as he gets older, period. He is complaining about upper back pain, neck pain, comma, hand pain, comma, knee pain, comma, ankle pain, and toe pain, period. When he has a tackle pain, comma, the finger and toe may become swollen and it may last for 1 to 2 days, period. Pain is generally worse in the morning time and gets better throughout the day, period. He is stiff about 2 to 3 hours every morning, period. He was taking anti-inflammatory medication as needed when he was young, comma. However, now he's been taking Advil, 2 tablets per day, and sometimes more as needed for last 15 years or so, period. Next paragraph. He also has a history of eye issues when he was in late 20s or maybe early 30s, comma, affecting the left eye, which was diagnosed as iritis. Period. He took the prednisone drop to treat it, and he was advised to do a follow-up evaluation, but he never followed through with it, and he never had any recurrence of the iritis, period. Next paragraph, he also had a history of gout affecting his toe about 10 years ago, and he took Cortisone, and he never had any recurrence of the gout, period. He also has Achilles pain, but denies any swelling of the Achilles tendon, period. Past medical history, mild hyperlipidemia, comma, not on medication. Past surgical history, hernia repair, 1984. Medication allergy, none. Medication Advil, 200 milligrams, 2 tablets per day. Next family history, patient has a son who was recently diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis when he presented with hip pain and iritis, period. He also has a brother who has rheumatoid arthritis, period. He also has a family history of a heart attack, period. His father died at the age of 63 due to heart attack, comma, and his sister had a heart attack and survived when she was in 60s, period. He works for the medical industry for sales, and he is married, has 3 children, and he does not smoke. Review system, or template, he admits to poor sleep, which is difficulty falling asleep, but it is not due to pain, as his pain is better toward the end of the day, period. Morning stiffness is a few hours every morning, period. Physical examination, axial skeleton, reaching the C-spine. Patient has good flexion of the C-spine, but limited extension and lateral flexion to both side period. He has reasonable rotation of the C-spine period. T-spine has tenderness with palpation in the mid-spine period. L-spine patient has no pain today, and his shoulder measure is 10 to 15.5 centimeters period. Please go back to T-spine, and please add his chest expansion is 115 centimeters to 117.5 centimeters period. And please go back to C-spine. His aux butt to wall distance is 3.5 centimeters. Peripheral skeleton, please change hands. Patient has slight hyperostosis of the MCP joints bilaterally. PIP joints bilaterally period. On his left fifth finger, he has deformity of the PIP joints with a history of fracture from playing sports at the young age period. The rest of the peripheral skeletons are within normal limit. Diagnostic data, none. Impressionable one, joint pain affecting axial skeleton as well as peripheral skeleton with a history of arthritis in his late 20s period. He has a son who was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis at the age of early 20s period. His axial spine is most limited at the C-spine. And his exam for the lower spine and the side joints are not remarkable today, material. I believe he may have some osteoarthritis component to his physical finding, but given his prolonged morning stiffness, possible ankylosing spondylitis is also a concern period. Recommendation number one, I would do workup to evaluate for autoimmune inflammatory illnesses period. I would order autoimmune disease markers such as ANA, rheumatoid factor, HLA-B27, along with inflammatory parameters such as SED rate and C-reactive protein period. I would also check his CBC, CMP, thyroid panel, and acute hepatitis panel to rule out other medical disorders that may mimic autoimmune disorder period. Next, I would also ask him to do X-ray of C-spine, T-spine, L-spine, and SI joint spine to evaluate for his spine issues period. Next paragraph, I would contact the patient once all the results are in to discuss whether I can recommend therapy over the phone or need an actual in-person visit to discuss further, such as biologic treatment, depending on the results of the diagnostic workup period. Next paragraph. In the meantime, conversation was educated on the pathophysiology and disease courses of ankylosing spondylitis, and he would try to maintain his posture as straight as possible, and do the deep breathing exercise when he first wake up in the morning, period. This is the end of dictation.